So you're here this afternoon to talk with us about a very fun topic. You are one who's been training to offer the recording and listening practice to people out in the world, and one of the groups of folks that you've been working with is students, and in particular middle school students. So just hearing about it has been so much fun, and we thought it would be fun to have you on the show to talk about what that's been like, working with that group of people with the recording and listening practice.
Sure. And before I talk about the working with the middle school kids, should I speak about the curriculum at all? I know that someone we listened to, a participant on Good News Update in the fall who had gone through the curriculum, but I didn't know if I should give our listeners just a brief overview of about the curriculum, or should I just start talking about the kids?
Well, you know, I think it probably would be enough to just let folks know that there is such a thing. And you're right, we talked about that in the fall, and gosh, I can't remember right the second, Tracy, but I know we've had another time, but that there is a recording and listening training curriculum that people can sign up for, I think, individually, as well as in more of a group form, and that's, I think, what you walked the middle school students through. Is that right?
Correct, yes, yes. And the curriculum is a six-week curriculum, and it's entirely experiential. And so what's really, it's a brilliant curriculum. It's brilliant in just my experience of being on the facilitation end and the experience and the participant end. It really, it seems to, at least for me, just kind of demystify what recording and listening is. Like, what are we doing? And so instead of it being conceptual, you know, we say, you know, oh, go do this. And then, you know, typical Zen, well, what are you noticing? Okay, go do this. What are you noticing? And both with the adults and the kids, what has been so incredible is to witness, you know, that movement from, you know, what we are, you know, what our habit is to go to, you know, conditioned mind and what's wrong and everything, to directing attention to what is actually so, you know, gratitude and kindness and love. And what was so wonderful with the kids is, you know, in the beginning, both with the adults and the kids, you know, there's a little bit of resistance, and the kids just said, wow, this is really weird. And it very quickly moved into, oh, my gosh, like, I've never looked at those things before. And the more I'm starting to do this practice, the more I'm noticing, you know, all the kindness and, oh, my gosh, there's so many successes. And so it started to gain momentum pretty quickly. And become something that was really fun.
That's so great. I just, as you're saying that, I just thought of, you know, what can be so helpful about young people is that they're often very willing to tell you what they're about their opinions, and that's really helpful because then you know what you're working with versus, you know, quote, adults who, you know, might be kind of back there thinking, well, this is kind of weird and stupid, but might not say it to you. But when they when they're willing to say it to you, then you can actually work with it. And then, like what you're saying is, as you worked with it, you were able to get past that pretty quickly.
It was amazing, actually, how quickly we moved past it. And, you know, I think the shift that I saw, well, a couple of things. One is just having the support. I worked with a whole school, and so I worked with 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and the teachers. So everyone was doing it, and the teachers had the students do the homework in class. So, I mean, the homework takes, you know, 3 to 5 minutes a day. It's very simple. And through that real supportive, having that support and using the tool for 3 to 5 minutes a day, the students got to experience the benefits. So, I love that about recording and listening because we're so often taught in concepts, which is something the mind can digest, but this was an experience. I know Sherry mentioned, like, you know, when I see someone, you know, explain avocado, and unless you have an avocado, it's hard to talk about an avocado. And this really moved them into the experience of, whatever that assignment was. And it was so incredible to watch, the lit upness that would happen after doing the assignments. And, the teachers, commented on just the depth that the students, like what they were able to notice and what they became aware of, really was real palpable. And, they saw, I guess I'll stop there before I...
Well, yeah, no, it's great. Please continue. It's so amazing to hear of young people having that experience. And I was just talking to someone, who has a daughter who's that age, just entering that age, and how incredibly difficult and challenging that time can be. So to have this skill, and one of the things, Tracy, that was so, I think it was either in some of the things the students wrote about it that we got to read, or you said it or something, but just that, where they're really getting it, that they have someone themselves who can be on their side and supporting them all the time. What an amazing thing at that age.
You know, Jen, it was amazing. And I, that time for me was very difficult. And, that place of gratitude wants to give, I definitely experienced that as such a vulnerable time, personally. And it wasn't really until I went to the There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat that I actually had experience for the first time that I could trust my own experience. And what this recording and listening curriculum does is it gives the experience through the assignments. The assignments are iterative, so they kind of build on each other over the 6 weeks. And in one of the one of the tools that we teach is the two-handed recording, where they actually really begin to start listening to themselves. And that particular exercise I think was a real game changer. And the feedback that I got from the kids, the parents, the teachers, is just that, and the kids wrote it on the sheets that they wrote about the benefits, but that they could really start trusting, not only trusting themselves, but building confidence and really starting to look towards themselves to find solutions to problems. And it was really amazing. Like the, just at the very end, I had the kids write, what were three benefits and three reasons why you'd want to continue. And almost all of them said in benefits, it makes me kinder and calmer and happier and more relaxed. And, it's helping me with school, and it makes me feel heard. It makes me feel connected to myself. And, why do we want to continue? It's fun. It makes me happy. It makes me joyful. And, I know where to get advice if I'm having a problem. And it's to me, it's just so practice. Where, supposedly the Buddha taught we must work out our own salvation diligently. And in traditional, social conditioning, traditional learning, we're, always looking to the outside. And really having a tool and that assists looking towards, one's own experience and allowing the, moving towards compassion and allowing, life animating and the, the intelligence to really to guide was something that, that this curriculum was able to facilitate, which was really, really cool.
Wow. I just have goosebumps all over. I have to say, I'm experienced listening to you now that I had when I was first hearing about it, which is like, okay, let's see, how can we get this on loudspeaker in every school in the country?
I know. I'm there.
Oh my gosh. But you know, one other thing, because we do have to go, Tracy, but one other point I can't help but make before we end, which is just that beautiful articulation of the ripple effect of what an individual's practice. Because, you know, you talked about that was a challenging time for you in your life. And, you know, whenever we have things like that built up, then there's all kinds of suffering and conditioning around it, right? And then you come to a There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat, and at least from what you lay out, it sounds like what begins to happen is the transformation of that. And then not only does the suffering end for you around that, but then you move to a place where you can actually offer from that, having moved through that yourself. It's just an amazing, amazing process.
It's really the best. It's so much fun. Just like a practice is so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, conditioned mind thinks it's so daunting. And I'll just end on this note. I have done a bit of work with the kids post-curriculum, and I was working with a group of sixth graders, and there was a girl in that class that at the beginning, you know, the curriculum was a little, you know, one of the kids that was more resistant. At the end of this last one, she said, "I wish we could do this all day long." that's really where we're going to live, like really living in that place that we get to, which is like living in that mystery of just being in life. And that's really what we're going for.
Exactly. And, I mean, you know, sky's the limit, really, Tracy, right? Because we could live there all the time. So imagine there you are doing your math homework and you're struggling and you're recording and you're going, okay, so what I'm seeing, the thing I want to get help with and the thing, now what I need to remember, the principles on, you know, and I love you and you're doing great. And, you know, potential is so gigantic. Yeah.
It is, and it's a great way to be. So I'm super happy I had the opportunity, and can't say enough about the curriculum. It's just, it's very simple, which I love, just like life is very simple, and it's incredibly effective. It's fun.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And for being with us this afternoon.
Great, thanks.